Is that right?
Yeah, some of them. I have seen one or two. They would come see you coming up while they'd come down meet you.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What about, let's say if a boy meets a girl at a party and he'd like to see her home, he might ask her, well, may I
see you home, or may I walk you home?
Or let's say if you had to carry a heavy suitcase a long way, you might say, instead of saying, well, I carried it, you might say, that old heavy thing, I just had to
wag it from here, you know, I give out.
Uh-huh. Or if a lot of little children are playing around in the kitchen and the stove is on, your wife might tell them, well, now that stove's hot, so
stay away from it. Or near the house.
Mm-hmm. Don't touch it.
Don't touch it. Mm-hmm. Right.
Or if you wanted a knife and you wanted to send me for it, you might say, well, now go.
It's what now?
If you wanted a knife.
Knife.
Uh-huh. And you wanted to send me for it, you might say, well, now go.
Go ahead and go bring me the knife. Go bring me the pocket knife or the butcher knife or...
Do you remember when you were little, you might have played a game of chase or something like that?
Game of what?
Game of chase or tag.
Yeah.
You know, there was usually a place that you could run to and be safe so they couldn't tag you.
Yeah.
What did you call that place?
Oh, that a base, I reckon. Called a base.
And if we're throwing a ball back and forth, when I throw it to you, you're supposed to
catch it, yeah.
Or let's say if we're supposed to meet in town, I might say, well, if I get there first, I'll
wait on you.
Or let's say if you've got a hired man and he's just been lazy and sorry and not doing his work, you might say, well, I believe I'm gonna have to get
somebody else or get after him. He's got to where he's no good. Got to where he's lagging on.
So you're just going to have to get rid of him?
Rid of him. And
say after you got rid of him, he came back to you and say, and he might say, oh, why don't you give me
another chance? Mm-hmm. Give me another chance. I'll do better.
Mm-hmm. Or say if a man has got a smile on his face and a pleasant word for everybody, you'd say that he sure seems to be in a mighty good
mood. He's in a mighty good mood this morning. That's something unusual.
Have you ever heard people say, well, he's in a good humor this morning?
Yeah, he's in a good humor. He's smiles.
Have you ever known somebody who really didn't know what was going on, but he just, like he did, he didn't really know what was going on, but he
finally caught on. He didn't know what was going on, but he finally caught on.
If he's just pretending to know what's
just
going on.
Okay.
Or let's say if a little boy left his best pen out on his desk,